Okay. First, I've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. This is the book that is optional. And it's optional because it costs an incredibly lot of money for something that thin. And also because there was a lot of information out on the web. So I've put up a bunch of things that you can read as an alternative to chapter one. Okay, so those are things that you can read that will give you the important information about chapter one. And then the kind of neat thing is, if you go to Amazon.com, they're trying to sell this book. And if you go to Amazon.com and you click on it, and you say, it comes up and says, look here, and lets you look at a part of it, about half of chapter one is there. So I'd go read that. Because it's about half of chapter one is available to you for free at Amazon. If you click on the book and click on the look here, you're going to get half the chapter. And actually, it's the most important half of the chapter. So as far as the meaning words and everything. So I'd go read that half of the chapter, too. Even if you have the book, these are good little articles to read. So I would go and take a look at those articles. The other thing is, you're doing SQL for this week. If you would like some more help with SQL, here's a bunch of SQL examples that I made and put up for you to look at. So I think those will help in doing the SQL. Okay? So, I would like you to do the reading and look at those SQL examples. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to start looking at logic. That's my favorite part of the course. I like logic. So we're going to start looking at logic. And we're going to start out with this practice exercise here. So click on the practice exercise and bring that up. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that actually is in chapter one. These things here are part of initializing. I'm setting up memory variables, or just variables. You can call it either. You can call it memory variables, or you can call it just variables. And I'm setting them up at the beginning of my code. This is pseudocode. I mentioned pseudocode before. It is kind of code without being a particular language. So this wouldn't run on the computer. It's for people to think out what they want to do and then worry about making the language, writing the language. So it's thinking out the logic. And it's an alternative to flowcharting. So I'm setting the memory variable. This is called the initializing. This is called initializing, or housekeeping. It is setting things up, and we'll come back to these terms a lot, but it is setting things up to get ready to run. So I'm setting up a bunch of memory variables, which means I'm putting them in memory, and they can be changed. I'm putting them in memory. So I am setting up first num, second num, third num in memory. And those are variables that are available in local memory, in a kind of RAM. They're available in memory. And they're available for the duration of the program. They don't hang around forever. They're variables connected with the program. And when the program's over, that area of memory is freed up for something else that people may want to store. Okay, so it may still be there. It may not be used, but it's not available because you have no idea where in memory it is. Memory is gigantic, and you have no idea where in memory it's stored. It will set up the memory variables in a place that it can find them, and therefore you can find them within your program. okay? So, that's initializing and housekeeping. This is wrap-up, or ending. You're ending the program, it's wrap-up. And it's something I'm gonna do after the program is over. The stuff inside, in this case, it happens to be in a loop, is in processing. This is processing. And this time, the processing, in this case, is in a loop. So I do the processing inside this loop. Okay, so that's kind of the structure of the programming. The initializing of the things I want to do right up front once. And the wrap up is when I'm all done, this is what I want to do. And sometimes I don't want to do anything when I'm all done. I don't want to write out totals. This time I wanted to write out kind of a total. And then processing is done in the loop. Now within a program, a program has to be able to do three things. Sequence, selection, which I think is basically decisions, make decisions, and repetition. So a program has to be able to do those three things, if it's called a program. A programming language has to give you the ability to do those three things if it wants to claim it's a programming language. HTML, which we looked at before, doesn't meet the criteria. It's not a language. It's not a programming language. It's a markup language, but it's not a programming language. It can do sequence. It does this, and then this, and then this, and then this, but it can't do selection, and it can't do looping. So HTML is just not a programming language. So if I look over here, I can see sequence happening, because I do this, and this, and this, and this, and I do it one at a time as I go down. That's sequence. I have an if statement here. Okay, this if statement is making a decision. It is asking, is first num greater than 500? If it is, it will do one thing, else it will do something else. So it's asking a question, and depending on the answer to that question, it is doing either this set of processing or that set of processing. Yeah?
It says a star right there. Under the
right.
Above where it says the first num. How come it says start if, and then it says end? I see the end going down there. Okay,
this
now
is
I
the end that goes from that.
I understand.
Okay.
So now when you put if, okay, that's the start of the if.
That's
and
right.
And the end of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, okay.
And this is the loop. The do while and the end of the do while.
Oh, okay.
While. That's the loop. So, an if statement asks a question and either does one set of processing or another. And we saw that in Access, where I drew a decision. If it was yes, it did one thing. If it no, it did something else. Else is the no. Okay? A loop does something over and over and over again until the condition is true. And actually, with a loop, you set up controls. You set up something to control the loop. And in this case, I am using second num and third num to control the loop. Because I'm saying do while second num is less than third num. So I set them up. Here's the setup right up here. I set them up. Okay? Then I need to check them, and here's where I check. Is second num less than or equal to third num? That's checking. And the other thing is change. And that is, I change what's in first number and I change what's in second number. I actually don't have to change both of them. I just have to change one. But if they stay the same and they don't change, so if second num stays less than or equal to third num, and neither of them change, it will just stay that way, and you'll do the loop until health freezes over. You know, it's going to just keep doing it over and over and over again until somebody pulls the plug. Okay? So a loop is just being done over and over again. I've got to change either second or third num, or both of them, so that eventually it will not meet the criteria of second num is less than or equal to third num. And when it is no longer, when that statement's no longer true, then it drops out of the loop. So a loop, you have to set up the controls, second and third num. You have to check, and that uses the controls. And you have to change, and you have to change one or both of the controls. Sometimes it's just one control. The next example we look at down here, there's just one control called count. And so I just have to change that one control.
So in this case, third num is less than second num?
I'm asking the question, and in this case, yes. It's in this case, second num is less than third num to start out with. Because second num is starting out with a 5, third num is starting out with a 12.
Oh, okay, so you're...
So second num is less than or equal to third num when I start. So I'll go in the loop. Now I'm going to change second num and third num, so that the next time I come back and check, it may not be true and I may get out of the loop. And we're going to run through this whole problem. I was just giving you kind of some of the theory ahead of time. Questions? Idea what it just did there, but I'm hoping it captured it. Yeah, I think
so
it did.
Let's think about it. See, second number was like 30 instead of 5. It would keep running through it until...
No, when if in fact second number was 30 and third number was 12, it would never end the loop. Because second number is not less than or equal to third number. So it would never even enter the loop. Okay? It only enters the loop if the condition says it should. If the condition doesn't say it should enter the loop, then it doesn't enter the loop.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we're dealing with a dumb machine. It deals with yes and no. Very precisely yes and no. There's no babies. Okay? Okay, so now we're going to actually do this problem. And hopefully it will make more sense as we do it. Okay, so we have first num. And that is a memory variable, or variables set up in memory. There are memory variables and there are constants also. Constants don't change. Memory variables, variables do. And you can tell by the word. Variable varies. It can vary. Constants don't vary. Okay? And things like 500 are literals. Because I'm literally saying, here's the number. It's a literal. So the number 500 is a literal. Okay, and I think we mentioned before that non-numeric literals are enclosed in quotes and numeric literals are not. So numeric literals are not enclosed in quotes. Okay, so I've got first num. I've got second num. And second num is going to be a 5. I've got third num. And third num is a 12. And I've got the result. Now, I made a mistake here. And I remember the mistake when I look at it, and now I'm going to go home and fix it. I should not have an embedded space in the result. Notice I don't have it down here, and I don't have it there. I just hit the space bar and didn't even notice I was doing it. You should not have embedded spaces in the names of fields. Okay? So I should not have written the result here. I should have just written the result the way I wrote it down below. The result, the result. Okay, I made a mistake, full space there. And notice I fixed it over there, I'm just calling it no space, no result. So first num is 100, second num is 5, third num is 12, the result is 0. So now I've done those first four things. What those first four things did was set up a memory variable and put a number into the memory variable. Okay, so I set up a memory variable and put a number in. So now I'm going to follow it. Do while second num is less than or equal to third num. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
No.
Yes. 5 is less than 12, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to drop down and go into the loop. Sequence means I'm dropping down. So my next question is first num greater than 500?
Yes. No.
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 First num is 100, and that's not greater than 500, right? So what do I go, where do I go since that statement is not true? Where do I go?
I think you would skip down
to the else.
To the else. I skip down to the else. And the else says, take first num, add 100 to it, and assign it back to first num. Okay. And then it says, take third num, subtract 1 from it, and assign it back to third num. Okay. This is not an equal sign in programming. It's an assignment sign. Okay? Because in fact, first num times, or let's start here, first num plus 100 is not equal to first num. Those two sides are not equal. What this is an assignment sign. Because what it does is it says, take the formula that is over on the right, come up with the answer, and assign it. So first num plus 100, assign it to first num, which means it will increase by 100. Okay. So I've done those two things. I subtracted 1 and I never finished. Now down to 11. So now minus 1 is 11. 12 minus 1 is 11. That's the end of the if and the end of the loop. The loops continue. So I go back up and I check to see if I want to do it again, because I have changed first num, so, and I've changed third num. So now third num is one of the controls and third num has been changed. So now I'm asking the question, is second num still less than or equal to third num? Is it less than? Is 5 less than 11, less than or equal to 11? Yeah. So it's 5, which is second num, is less than or equal to 11, which is third num. So 5 is less than or equal to 11. So I go in. Is first num greater than 500? No. First num is 200. 200 is not greater than 500. So I go to the else. And I add 100. And I subtract 1 from third num. So I added 100 to first num, which gets it up to 300. And I subtracted 1 from third num, which gets it down to 10. Then I hit the end of the loop, I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num? So now I'm comparing 5 and 10. Okay, third num is changed, so it makes it valid that I need to recheck. Is 5 less than or equal to 10? Yes. So I go in. Is first num greater than 500? No. So I take the else. This is beginning to be repetitious. Isn't it nice the computers do it and not us? And then I subtract 1. So I go through and do that. Then I go back up to the loop and I compare again. Is 5 less than or equal to 9?
Less than.
Yeah. So I go into the loop. Is first num greater than 500? No. So I add 100 and I'm now up to 500. And I subtract 1 and I'm now down to 8. So now I go back up. Is second num less than or equal to third num? Yes, because it's 5 and 8 now. Is first num greater than 500? No.
It has to be greater.
It has to be greater, because I didn't say greater than or equal, but I said greater. So it's no. So I take the else, and I add 100 to first num, and I subtract 1 from third num. Okay? So now I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num? Yes, it is, so I go in. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So now I'm going to look at the two things right below the if. First num should be equal to first num times 2. So that puts it up to 1200. And take second num and add 1 to it, 5 and 1 go up to 6. Okay? So in this case, I didn't touch third num, but I did touch second num. So I am affecting the control. So now I go back. I don't do the else because I did the if part. I go back up. Is second num less than or equal to third num? 6 less than or equal to 7?
No.
Yes, 6 is less than or equal to 7, right? So I go in. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So I take and I double it. And I add 1 to second num. So now I drop out and I go back to the loop. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes,
they're equal, right? Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So I take and I double first num to 4800 and I add 1 to second num. And I drop out of the loop and go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
No.
8 is not less than or equal to 7. So that means it does not execute the loop. It drops out of the loop because it didn't meet the condition to go into the loop. And it comes down and hits the result. And the result says add the 3 together. So 4800 plus 8 plus 7 is 4815. So the result is 4815. And if I put that on the screen, because it says to display, I've got 4815 being displayed on the screen. Okay?
So from what I'm understanding here, it's just the first assignment, right? First NUM assignment is double times, like by two, it's times by two, right?
Right.
And the second NUM assignment is to add one. So the second NUM is just going to continue to add like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If what it says there, if the second NUM is less than or equal to the third NUM.
And the first NUM is greater than 500.
And the first NUM is greater than 500.
It took me two conditions to get here. One of the conditions was the condition associated with the loop, and one was the condition associated with the if.
And the else, I'm understanding. And the else basically is the first assignment is to add 100 to the first NUM.
That's right.
And so that's what it's telling me to do. Say if the is less than 500, you add to the first NUM.
That's right.
Okay, I understand. All right, I get it. So basically, it's all the work in itself.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful that the computer does it, and we don't have to do this. It's a pain in the neck, okay? But now I'm going to prove to you how much of a pain in the neck it is, because you get to do problem two. Okay? So, bring up problem two and get to work. Now, with problem two, I have a loop here that I'm doing. There's my loop. Inside it, I first do a calculation, then I have an if statement. At the end of the if statement, I do another calculation. So, pull out some paper and pencil and give it a try. If you don't have paper and pencil, I can give you paper. You'll have to borrow pencil. Well, I have paper if anybody needs it, but I don't have extra pencils. Slash is divided by, asterisk is multiply.
Just one by asterisk.
Huh?
So I just heard the term asterisk, so I've never heard of it. Put it on the star. Put it on the star.
Well, try to solve the problem, folks. You're free to talk to people next to you. If you have anybody next to you.
I
just a joke?
Hmm?
Or like, is this a joke? Is this a prank?
Yes, yes, it's my way.
You got me.
It appeals to my bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, it's selling me to what's it called? If this is less than, but the actual number is not a factual number.
But what I'm doing is I take and add first num and second num to get work answer. So prior to that asking, I've added those two together to get work answer. So now I can say, is work answer greater than third num? Yeah, it's sequence. Be very careful of sequence. Don't skip a command. Because that's one of the things that programming does. If they progress in sequence, one after another. That's right, the first time through. The first time through, okay, the first time through, work answer is going to come out at 75, right?
Yeah.
So, is 75 greater than third num, which is 75? No. So I take the else. So I add 10 to first num, I add 10 to second num, and I add 10 to third num.
Yeah.
Then I finish the if, and I add one to count. Once I've added one to count, I loop back. Because count is my control.
Goes up
here.
To 7, right?
Count, no. Add one to count, yes. Count starts at 0. Add 1 means it goes to 1. Because count starts at 0, I add 1, it goes to 1. Count is my control here. So count starts at 0. My loop checks to see if count is less than 6. And the last thing I do before I leave the loop is I change count by adding 1 to it. Yeah.
When you add the, what we just did, we added the first num plus the second num. What happens to the first num?
Well, wait a minute. Where are you adding first num?
No, on our first step.
Oh, yes. Okay.
On our first step, we added our first num and our second num.
Yeah.
And it gave us the answer, the work answer, 75. Does that mean the first num and the technically the second num stay the same?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So then that's it.
Because you did nothing to impact them. So work answer equals first num plus second num has no impact on first num and second num.
It doesn't, it says the fourth num, but it only goes, oh, never mind, it's unstopped. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Fourth num is a variable with an initial value of 100.
Yeah, it's an initial value of 100, but the value stays the same because when you go to else, it's only first, second, and third.
Right, but once I get to the not else, which eventually I will, then fourth num gets divided by 2.
Okay, so when I'm adding all these numbers, that one gets divided by 2.
Where are you at? What are you talking?
I'm doing the else in the first step. So
okay, but that doesn't involve fourth num.
No, it doesn't, so it stays the same.
Only if work answer is greater than third right. Num are you getting involved with fourth num. You're talking too much.
No, I'm trying to slow down.
You're going to lose yourself.
I am. I'm trying to get
you got to not talk to yourself so much. You're going to lose yourself.
That's what I do in my job. Excuse my language. I have a bad mouth. I'm so sorry. I've been the workforce for a long time. Actually, I bumped into one of your students years ago, actually. Mm. She works at the... We work at a network operations center. And she's one of the heads there. Her name's Jennifer. But she
Jennifer what?
I forget her last name.
Okay.
I'll find out real well. She comes in the morning. And she's like, yeah, I was at DCC. I did 2 years there. I had this Pete Grosser. And I was like, I think she's like, oh my gosh, she's still there. You used to be the head of the department.
What?
You used to be like the head of the
I still am.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see. That's what she said that you were like the head of the department.
Yeah, still am.
I got to tell her that. Now you're going to add 35 and 60. What's 35 and 60? Right? That's 95. Is it good? Is it good? Well, I don't know. Such a rare element of 75.
What?
For some reason, I don't know. Well, it's not good.
It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm not fine. We're staring at
the
So I got that camper. So 95, right? The wall cancer never changed everything. I think we just say it's
more walks because it says wall cancer is a star.
So 95 is what happened.
Yeah.
See, I mean, it's a little
hostile.
How do you unlock that? I'm done. I give up.
So, can we get you coming on? What is just the name of a variable like first one? It stands for county, by the way. So, it can count. I'm counting how many times I do it for all the time.
My work answer, it keeps changing.
It's the truth.
So it's just constantly the same thing. It's going to keep
It's going to keep changing. Every time you stop the loop, you recalculate work answer and it changes.
But it's still equal to it.
It's still equal to, well, the reason it changes is either first norm or second norm, or both change. And therefore, work answer is going to change. Because you're doing things to first num and second num, so work answer is going to change.
So how do I get to...
You don't get out of this loop until count is no longer less than six. So as soon as count hits six, you're out of here. And every time you go through the loop, you add one to count. And when count hits six, you're done.
I see now.
Now stop talking to yourself.
Yeah, 95 is right. Okay, now, because now what's it called? You were right. So what's it called? So 95, and you add 10 all the way, and the loop counts to the goal. One, it's going to go up one. So now the question up here is your work answer equals my first number plus second. This is a question. Okay, that's a question.
So I think it equals 75.
Yeah, it equals 75 because you added your first number and your second. Yeah, you should both of them together.
That's right, the count is controlling the loop. In this one, the count is controlling the loop.
So you add that to the first number, right? The second assignment. I was thinking of the big math problem, all right? It's just plugging it in. This is giving you the answer. This is telling you to add this to get it. So you add all the 75, right? The second section, you get, you add all the 10s.
So,
sorry.
So we got 105. So
Okay, what I'm going to do now is kind of go through this.
We'll see how far we got.
First, I'm going to remind us of the number, which would be 45.
While I go and align this. Nope, the sixth is the number.
But you keep forgetting the words.
I forgot all about the word. So technically it's six.
Okay, I'm gonna go through this now. We played enough with it, so now I'm gonna look through it. Okay, my turn, guys. So, I'm starting out with all of these things. These are memory variables that I've set up. And I've set them up according to the initial value that I assigned them. So I'm now saying, do while count is less than six. Well, count is a zero, so I come in. Work answer equals first num plus second num. So work answer is now a 75. And then I ask, is 75 greater than third num? Is it? No. So 75 is not greater than 75. So I come down to the else. And I add 10 to each of these. As it told me to add 10 to first num and assign it to first num. Add 10 to second num and assign it to second num. Add 10 to third num and assign it back to third num. And then when that's all done, I add 1 to count. Then I loop back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Recalculate work answer. Work answer is equal to first num plus second num, so it is 95, right? First num plus second num is 95, okay? So that's 95. Is work answer greater than third num?
No.
Is work answer greater than third num?
Yeah.
Work answer is what?
95.
Third num is 85. Right, so 95 is greater than 85, right?
Yeah. So we have
10 years old. No. Work answer is 95. Third num is 85.
Oh,
so work answer is greater than third num, right? So now I'm in here and I say, okay, take fourth num and divide by 2. So it's now a 50. Take first num and multiply by 3. So it's now what?
105.
Take second num and make it equal to first num minus second num. So what's second num going to be?
45.
Okay, because 60 from 105 is 45, so that's going to be 45. Take third num and multiply it by 2, so what's that going to be? 85 times 2?
17.
Okay. And then I drop out of the if and I add 1 to count. And every time I go through this, I add 1 to count. So now I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes. Work answer equals first num plus second num, right? So what's work answer now going to be? Wait a minute. I made a mistake. Why didn't you stop me?
What's the problem?
Second num shouldn't be 45.
Then where
it
is?
Should be? Yeah, I guess it is. All right, it doesn't look right to me. It doesn't look right to me, but we'll keep going. And we'll see if I make a stupid mistake, then I'll show you the right answer. Okay, so that is, what answer is 150? Right?
Yep.
Okay. Is work answer greater than 30? No. No. 150 is not greater than 170. So I'm going to add 10 to each of these. For some reason, these numbers do not seem right to me. So we'll see how it goes. And see if I did something dumb at the beginning. Okay, so now I've added 10 to each of those, and I'm adding one to count, which is our 3. So I go back. Work answer equals first num plus second one. So what's work answer now?
170.
Okay. Is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So what do I do? I'm adding one to each of these. Right? Adding 10, I'm sorry, I said 1. Adding 10 to each of those. And then I add 1 to count. So now I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Work answer equals first num plus second num. Okay, so what does that get me up to?
190.
Okay. Is 190 greater than the num?
No.
No. Okay, they're equal. So I add 10 to each of these. And I think I've done something wrong. I keep getting that feeling.
No.
I'm not? I'm right?
You're 45. I'm right.
Okay. Because I'm not convinced of that. So now I've got to add one to count. I didn't do that, right? Okay. So now is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Work answer is first num plus second num, which gets me up to what?
10.
To 10. Okay.
I think we've got 45 to get the first number minus the second number.
I will look and see when I get back if I mess it up. Okay, so now what? Where was I? I just calculated work answer, right?
Yeah.
Is work answer greater than third number?
Yes.
Yes. So I am going to take this and divide by 2. That gets me to 25. First num times 3 gets me to what?
405.
First num minus second num gets me to what? 330? 330. Okay. And what else am I have to do? Third num times 2 gets me to 400. Okay. And when I'm done with that, I add 1 to count. Okay, so I've now added 1 to count. I go back. Is count less than 6?
No.
Okay. No, it's not. So what do I do? Count is not less than 6. 6 is not less than 6. So I drop out and I come down there. Because I drop out of the loop. The loop is now complete. And I come down there. And it says, okay, take second num and multiply it by third num. 330 times 400 is 132,000. And then I add first num, which means that I'm adding in 405, and And I'm adding in fourth num, which means I'm adding 25, and yes, it does come out right. That's the right answer. 132,430. So you must have lost it right at the end, because you were telling me my numbers were okay up in the bottom.
Yeah.
Did you not do the multiply?
No, everything was fine. Before when I did it, I didn't come
lower. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like after I first got the current, when I first graded as a third number, yeah, that's when I stopped.
Okay.
I didn't keep going.
Okay, okay. So now I am going to have the answer is 132,430. And put it on the screen or something like that. And there's the answer. Okay?
That's the biggest number ever.
It's a big number. So. Okay, now the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go back to, okay, quiet please. If you go back, we're going to look at this. I went in the wrong place. We're going to look at practice continued. Okay, so here's practice continued. And I want to view this, so there we have it. Okay, what I've got here is I've got a file. It could be an access table, but it's a file. The file, it's got a rich record, it's called the payroll record. On the top column, I put the names of the fields. And on the bottom one, I have EOF, which stands for end of file. And it's a marker that gets put on a file or a database table that tells that it's all done. So, what I'm doing here is I am going to step through and process this data. So I'm going to read a pay record. So that means I'm going to read record one. That was my record one. I'm going to read record one. And then I'm saying do while not in the file. So when I hit the end of file marker, I'm going to quit. I didn't hit the end of file marker. I was successful and I read a record. So now I'm going to drop in and process that record. And the first thing I ask is the overtime hours greater than zero? And the answer is yes. So now I'm going to calculate my regular pay, which is my pay per hour times my regular hours, so it is 800. And then I'm going to calculate my overtime pay. And my overtime pay is my pay per hour, which is 20, times my overtime hours, which is 10, so I'm up to 200, times time and a half, which is 1.5, so I'm up to 300. 200 times 1.5 is 300. And then my total pay is my regular pay plus my overtime pay, so I'm up to 1,100. Okay? And then it says display the total pay. So I'm displaying the total pay. That might have been nice if I displayed the person's name too, but I didn't. I just displayed the total pay. And then I said, okay, now that you've put out that record, read the next record. So I come back and I read the next record. Okay? And the question I then ask is, if I loop back and I say, you are not in the file. Not in the file. So I come back. Is overtime hours equal zero? Yes, it is. So I take the else. and I multiply 25 by 40, and I get 1,000. And I'm sorry, I don't even put it there. I put it right in the total pay. Overtime pay is 1,000, and I put it right in there. Total pay, pay per hour, that's regular hours, is 1,000. And so I display it, and then I read the next record. So I'm now going to read the next record, which is that. I come in to the do loop, it says do while not in the file, it's not in the file. So I say, is the overtime hours greater than zero? It is. Overtime hours are 20. So then I go in and I say, okay, regular pay equals pay per hour, which is 30, times regular hours, which is 40. So what's my pay?
1,200.
And then I say, okay, overtime pay is pay per hour, which is 30, times 20, which is 600, times 1.5 is 900, right? So the total is 2,100. Somebody tell me if I do it wrong. So then I display it, and I go and I read the next record. And that one is 2, 3, 4, 5. And so I come up and it says, okay, is it not in the file? It's not. Is overtime hours greater than zero? It is. So regular pay is going to be what?
Pay hours, 30 times.
30 times 35 is what?
1050? Yes.
Okay. And what's my overtime pay going to be? 30 times 10, which is 300 times 450, right? Time and a half on 300 gets me to 450. And so this gets me to 1500. And I write the 1500. And then I go back and I read another record. This time I'm reading end of file. And so when I read end of file, it stops. Because it goes back to the loop, do while not in the file. It's not in the file, it drops, and it drops out. So I have now got the four numbers that I wanted to get. One thing that I want to point out. This is called an initializing read because it is reading the first record to kind of prime the pump and get things going. All of the records get read down here. All of the records get read here. Just before I go back and check for end of file. So the initializing read kind of gets things going, and then at the bottom of the loop, just before I go back, I read another record. And the record checks, was the read successful? Do while not in the file means, was the read successful? And if the read was successful, I process. Does that make sense? Okay, perfect timing. And needless to say, tomorrow I will post a homework assignment to make sure it really does make sense.
Oh, so tomorrow we'll be an assignment?
I'll put one up probably sometime tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything to do this?
Anything assigned last week will
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I'm ready to take you. I should go ahead.
I always go a day later.